to Houston before that virus and everything, and then I used to get over there about 5:15. I'd walk up down those, it's a four floor building over at the Upstate Cardiology with Minister Doctor. Used to walk up down that step between 5:15 and something to about 6 o'clock. Then he and I would go up. That's when the exercise basically opens up. I'd go up there and do about 10 machines, about 20 reps on them. Then I had a guy come in. He and I'd walk for about an hour. Before 8 o'clock, I'd have 10,000 steps.
Hey, I believe I'd have a hard time keeping up with you.
But now, since they had that virus and everything, about that time, got the dementias and her got a lot worse off, and I couldn't leave her by herself. So right now, I got a lady who comes in at 7 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I get over about 7:30 now, and I walk a little while, and we got a class that we do a little while, and then I walk the steps a little bit, a few other things. I run across Dan usually somewhere around 9 o'clock. He comes in about anywhere from 20 to 9, about around 9 o'clock. So I shake hands with him, and then I go out and walk the steps about two or three times and get out and pedal and do whatever but everything I have to do to go buy the groceries and do what it has to be paid and get around. But yeah, I'm getting by. It's not too problem, but I got, you know, my daughter, I have a handicapped daughter also, and I'm trying to see her. She's special needs, and she's probably 50, maybe 58, 56, 55 or 58, somewhere along in there. So I tell you, I brought them home Thanksgiving, and I brought them home, her home Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and I have to kind of do everything just not for her, you know. She can't her short-term memory, she can't remember or anything, but she still can carry on a conversation with everybody and give me a hard time a lot.
But, buddy, you're not only in her short-term memory, you in her long-term memory. Y'all been together a long time. Pat is a very special lady. She really is, and I hate that's happened to her. And I know about your special needs daughter, and I tell you, your plate's full there, young man, no doubt about it. I don't know how you've kept up with all of it for as long as you have, but we do what we have to, and I hope you continue to do well and your health holds up to where you can take care of Pat and your special needs daughter the way that you are, and I'm sure you will. I don't have any doubt in my mind about that, but you know, every once in a while you need a little rest yourself, and I don't know how you would go about getting that, but maybe one of these days you'll be able to, well, maybe it's back to that already. You get back to going over to the exercise place and getting your exercise and getting out of the house a little bit. So maybe it's all getting back to a more normal situation. And but I ain't figured out what normal is yet, buddy.
I hadn't either, Gary. I was 85 my past birthday in late of August. And how old are you now, Gary?
How old am I? 72.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I remember 72, and 70's come around pretty good. But I tell you, when I turned 85 here late August, I can tell it. I can tell it a lot, because I used to be able to get out here and pick up everything and whatever. It does all I can right now to pick up about 40 pounds and carry it.
Better enjoy it while I got it then, buddy. But I'm still doing pretty good. I can still do whatever I used to do. I just don't do it as fast as I used to do it. The only thing I don't do anymore, and it's not because I can't do it, is because I respect my wife's wishes. She don't want me climbing towers anymore, so I don't do that. And she asked me not to, and so I said, okay. She's afraid I'll get up there and slip and fall or something and get hurt real bad or, you know, pass away or whatnot. But she asked me not to, so I told her I would do that. But everything else, I just go ahead and do what I've always done.
That's the way I am. I had a big old pine tree out here years ago, and I had an antenna right out of the top of that. But now all I got is a upside the house. And I used to get up on top of the house and clean the gutters and everything else like that. But last year or so, I just I don't want to be up on top of that house as much anymore, so I got a neighbor. I get him to go up there and clean out my gutters and whatever. But I tell you right now, it makes a difference when you get up in the 80s like I am. It's just things I used to do. So I used to climb up a big old pine tree up there and pet with him. She wouldn't stay around the house. She'd go over there somewhere else until I got that done. But I don't get up on top of the house anymore, so I got that antenna up there, and I used to put Christmas decorations up there and clean the gutters out and everything, but I don't get up there no more. I get one of the neighbors to do that.
Not that you're afraid to do it, it's that you've learned that what you're capable of, and you know, you leave that high work to younger folks. that's playing it smart.
Yeah, my balance has gone down a lot in the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years. And I just, you know, tell them, you know, what you're doing out in the yard. I still take care of the yard, cut grass and whatever. I got a little garden I plant. About lost everything with this cold spell. I didn't realize I had some collard greens and some broccoli out there. I believe that cold weather killed the broccoli. I didn't think it would kill the broccoli.
I didn't know that either, buddy, to be honest with you. But I imagine it got down so cold here, it probably did. I got up one morning and it was, I think it said it was 6 or 7 degrees, but with the wind chill, it was down to zero. And I told Joy, I said, I ain't going outside today. Of course, the wind was supposed to be blowing hard all day, and the temperature wasn't supposed to get up that high, so I stayed inside.
It's 2-7 degrees weather here at the house. I'm like you. I didn't go out much either one of those days because I had a little breeze with it. It brought it on down a little bit more. But anyway, Gary, I guess you're glad to hear. I just got flipped in here and turned this thing on. It took me a while to figure out where all the knobs had to be turned and everything. So good to hear you and good to hear. Tell Miss Joe out there hello. And good. I hadn't heard her. I don't know if she still calls Annette every now and then or not, but I don't know. But you can have a good one over there and tell everybody out there, hey, catch you later.
Thank you, buddy. Well, you made my day. Coming in here and talking with us a little bit. He enjoyed it. And no, Joy's not, well, I say no. She calls Annette every once in a while. She doesn't call it much anymore. She called it for me one night, or somebody, I don't know who it was. Might have been, I don't know who it was. Anyway, she called Annette, and she still does it, man. She don't talk on it on the radio as much as she used to. But, you know, that's, I guess we get tired of it a little bit and let it sit around a little bit and get it, you know, let it rest and us rest, and then all of a sudden we get enthused about it again. So who knows? But I sure am glad you came in and talked with us tonight, buddy. Good hearing you. Give me a call anytime. I'm sure you got my phone, at least I think you got my phone number. If you don't, let me know and I'll give it to you.
I did somewhere back in there. Maybe my billfold was somewhere, Gary. But I don't like get back on you and try to find you. I get somebody else to call you or whatever. Anyway, we need to probably try to get rid of this, some of this stuff. I've been in this house probably 40 or 50 years. I got so much junk, I got to start getting rid of it. So something happened to me, I don't know what's going to happen.
Completely. Well, just give me a call anytime, and I'll make arrangements to get over there, and we'll see what we can do. But you take care. You tell Pat I said hello, and I'll tell Joy you commented on her. And y'all have a great evening and what's left of it. And I hope you have a happy new year, buddy. I really do. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KA4END, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, had a follow-up thing I wanted folks to, forgot to talk about, potential electric blanket problems. Too much, but I forgot that. I had a brand new blanket made by Bidefort, B-I-D-D-E-F-O-R-D. They're a company out of Massachusetts. I have to look at the label here. But anyway, really helped out over this cold spell. Had it, got it in November, pulled it out Friday, and turned that thing on, and man, I slept warm and nice and just happy. Well, the fourth day, the panel was dead. The control unit, no lights, no flashes, no nothing. Wouldn't do squat. So I caught in touch with Bidefort today and said I'm going to have to send it back. They offer a 5-year warranty now. Anyway, they said, the lady asked me, said, does yours happen to be light gray? And I went, yeah, how'd you know? She said, we had to recall all of those. What happens to smell? She asked me to smell the control unit. So I went out of it. Sure enough, it smelled a little burnt, electric, you know. She said, well, you're the lucky one. The fuse did its job, and the circuit board took it out, but we've been having them catch on fire. So if you have a recent, of course, they're made in China, and maybe it was a Monday when they made all the gray ones, or the Friday when they made some of the gray ones, too. But be careful of a recent rash, or you're going to see more of it, of defective electric blankets. So be very, very careful of them. And this wasn't a cheap blanket, by the way. So they can't say, well, you got what you paid for. What I did get, in a way, I did get what I paid for. I got a good company that's dead behind the product and is recalling these gray blankets, whatever model number they are. So just be kind of careful of that. And, you know, be safe, folks. This is KD4SRR out.
Absolutely right, Robert. We need to be careful of electric blankets. Some of these kerosene heaters, you know, there's still some old ones out there that if you tip them over, they can cause a fire. The list just goes on and on and on, but we need to be trying to think of the right word here. We need to be careful, but we need to be vigilant and keep an eye on everything. Because, you know, we've got a lot of electronics in our houses, not just our radios and TVs, but you go in the kitchen, it's full of stuff. And there's just so many things that something can happen to that we need to keep an eye on. But thanks for bringing that electric blanket to our attention.
And most of them were sold through Wally World or either online. But like I said, that's an example of a good company that's standing behind the product. And they're going to send me a label. I'll send this one back, and then they'll ship me a new one and start my 5-year warranty as soon as I receive it. Now, contrast that with that diesel heater I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. I finally got the doggone thing to work, and it worked good for 3 days and 3 uses. And then all of a sudden it started throwing because it is a little diesel engine. It's hard to explain, but it's a diesel engine that produces heat. A little turbine. But it worked great, and then all of a sudden it threw a glow plug error. And I knew that I didn't do anything to kill the glow plug, but I went ahead and checked it out. That wasn't the problem. The problem is the control panel was sending, it did blow out the glow plug for real, but the reason was the brand new control panel didn't shut the voltage off and just kept the glow plug running for 3 days while I was using it. So no, sure it's going to burn out. I never had that problem with even the cheapest glow plugs on an old beater Mercedes I had back in the about 10 years ago. And I could put the cheapest ones in it, never had a problem. So that's a potential issue right there. But again, it's quality control, but then you got slave labor. And we gotta look at that. Somebody says, well, you get what you pay for. I said, well, I've had a Kimber, an $800 Kimber semi-automatic pistol crack the slide. And I've also fired a 20-year-old, one of the ugliest guns ever made, but absolutely reliable, $150 High Point. It's still going strong for 20 years, and if it ever does break, High Point will replace it for life. And if I pass it on, they'll replace it. They're still in business. They'll replace it for that person for life. So it's not always the bucks you spend. It's the attitude and the work ethic and standing behind your product. So, again, I start preaching again. This is KD4SRR. I'm clear.
Well, yeah, they, you got to get people to stand behind their product. I bought a set of tools that had a lifetime warranty with them. And the place of business went out of the place I bought them went out of business. So I don't have any warranty left on them. I still got the tools. They still in good shape, but I don't have, you know, they, nobody took over that particular name brand, and so I don't have a replacement for them. But you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Robert, you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. If heard, I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Yes, sir, Mr. Richard. Get up, you negative. I'll turn the radio on just in time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Richard. Hope you're doing well. K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Richard, there's always room for you on my log sheet. Don't you worry about it. As long as I'm still bumping my gums, and even if I close the net out and you want to come in there, I'll amend my net report and put you in there. No problems whatsoever. You take care there, young man. I hope you have a Happy New Year. Anybody else, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Going about wrap it up, I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close it out. But folks, had a grand total of 59 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me. Numbers are down just a little bit, but that's to be expected. We got folks traveling, and they're going from here to there and visiting relatives and who knows what. But we just got a few more days left in December. So, folks, if I don't get to talk to you again before then, I hope each and every one of you has a very, very happy new year. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. Come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, I think, and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.